Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez produces as we talk the world of sports. Take you right up until the top of the hour. We're going to spend a lot of time with Dwight Evans, the former Boston Red Sox great, who, quite frankly, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But you know what, Omar Vizquel, it's like this show is like a home for guys that are right on the cusp, right? Omar Vizquel, come on now. You're not going to put Omar Vizquel in the Hall of Fame? Of course you would. Dwight Evans, 100%. But you know what? It's now down to the Veterans Committee, and away we go. But listen, we got a great show tonight. We roll into a Thursday night with Eagles and Commanders. What a great game. And so we look forward to that. We will get Tyler Levine in here late to talk about that. I really do like the Eagles tonight. I do. I think Hurts and company is going to roll over the Commanders tonight. And, you know, the Commanders are coming off a really tough loss. They really are, to the Steelers. That was a tough loss. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That was a tough one to swallow. So, but you know what? It's a long season. Dan Quinn's done a great job getting that franchise righted. Josh Harris, a new ownership group after all the Snyder chicanery. And so, yeah, we get ready for that. College football weekend, wow. Every single week, right? I mean, you say that, and then you have to go inside the numbers and go inside the matchups, and you realize, yeah, college football is great this time of year. We roll through mid-November into the latter part of this month, into December, and away we go. The rankings, I don't know what to tell you other than the fact that, yeah, SMU, to see Miami get that automatic bid just drives me nuts. It's going to come down to Miami and SMU, and we'll have Giovanna Scroggins there this week on Saturday night. Boston College will roll into Dallas-Fort Worth for that game. Right off Mockingbird in Dallas as we get ready for that one. But here's what I want to tell you. There's some surprises still on the horizon in college football. That's why we love it. All right, stay tuned. Dwight Evans coming up. Tyler Levine will join us late in the hour as we get ready for a big Thursday night into a Friday here and a football Friday on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back here on a Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America in a weekend edition too. And we are so grateful to continue a conversation and a discourse that we started a couple weeks ago with, and I know he's going to be a Hall of Famer someday, but former Red Sox outstanding outfielder Dwight Evans, who has a book, and it's amazing. It really and truly is Dewey. Of course, we all knew him as Dewey back in New England, Behind the Gold Glove. We say welcome back, Dwight. How are you? What's going on in your world? And we hope with this call finds you well. How are you?
Well, the call finds me very well, Marty. I am doing good. I'm in Florida, so I'm enjoying a nice weather down here. So all is good. All is good.
Well, fantastic. Dwight, when we last spoke, I kind of want to start over again because obviously new people and the audience refreshes here on Sports Byline, iHeart, TuneIn, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network about your book. But, you know, we could sit here and talk baseball, but this is much more poignant. Tell me why the book. I think I know why, but talk about the book, how you collaborated. You had Captain Carl Yastrzemski write the foreword, but it's so much more about life than it is baseball. So let's start right there, if you could kindly, please.
Sure. You know, Marty, we lost our two sons about 5.5 years ago, and they both passed within 10 months of each other, and they had glioblastoma, brain cancer, and a long battle with NF, neurofibromatosis, and NF is, I call it because a lot of people can't pronounce neurofibromatosis, they brutalize it, but it's NF, and it afflicts three times as many people that have muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis combined, and yet, you know, people have still not heard of it, but it always ends up with cancer. I mean, it starts slow and it's just a long death sentence. But the book, I didn't want to write it then, and I really didn't want to write a book. And Eric Sherman is a co-author and does a great job. He kept, you know, 10 years ago, you want to do a book. I really didn't want to do it. I said, I don't have the energy, and I just really, you know, I'm tight to the chest. I don't open up too much. But I did on this. And then about 3 years ago, my wife was diagnosed with a very rare cancer, one in 40 million. So I said, if I don't do it now, I'll never do it. And I felt I had a story to tell, and it's inspirational and emotional, definitely. I've read it so many times, but I can't read certain chapters that are just too close and just bring back tough memories. But that's why I chose now to write it. And to be honest with you, Marty, I was really, because I'd read it so much, I was numb to it. I didn't have a feel for it. So when it came out, I was actually really nervous. How's it going to be received? And it's been received very well. And I'm actually proud of the book. I've had a lot of people that don't know baseball, friends of ours, women, my wife's friends have read it, and they go, you know, I don't know anything about baseball, but I really enjoyed the book. And that kind of, that resonated with me in many ways, and it just has, I feel it has a lot for people out there that have gone through tough times, and people maybe that have lost a child, and every situation. One thing I never do, Marty, is I never say, I know what you're going through. I understand. Right. And I've had people say that to me. You know, and say, well, I understand. And I never really respond to that. But sometimes I'll go, they must have lost a child. And I'll say, well, what are you saying? I mean, why are you asking me that question now? And I said, have you lost a child? And they go, no, but we have a friend that lost a child. So right then it tells me they don't know. And every situation, I mean, some people could lose a child at birth or in the womb or a young child. Our boys were grown-ups, but they became friends and really close. My oldest son would call us 5-6 times a day. Just, you know, we missed that. We missed those phone calls. Another one was more quiet. He'd call once a week, or we'd call each other. But we missed them both. And I'm not saying it's easy. It's still there. I mean, it's, then a day that goes by that we don't think of them and miss their presence. But I don't want to go there with this. I guess what I'm trying to say is what helped us is I read the Bible every day. I'm Christian. Mm-hmm. And there's a scripture. It's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. It talks about, be thankful for all things. And I'm reading that and I'm going, how can I be thankful that I've lost my boys? I mean, how my wife especially. And I kept reading that and kept praying about it. And finally, I believe God gave me this. And I felt that we were blessed to have them in our lives as long as we did. And we were richer for it, if you will. And I couldn't imagine not having them in our lives. But does that mean we don't care? No. Does it mean that we don't hurt anymore? No, we still hurt. But that helped us healing in our healing for us. But every situation is different. So that's why I chose to write it. And again, it's not, you know, everyone thinks baseball. Well, it is about baseball, but it's about life around baseball as well.
Well, we're talking to Dwight Evans, and the name of the book is Dewey, Behind the Gold Glove, and the real tragedy of losing both his boys 5.5 years ago. Dwight, the thing that just resonates with me and the feedback we had from the first conversation we had with you is the idea that, you know, you guys, professional athletes, are untouchable. That the real life issues don't darken your doorstep, and you embody this gut-wrenching tragedy greeted you. So I guess what I'm saying is to dispel the notion, and I think where you really help people is this stuff afflicts everybody. We all have our stuff, and no parent wants to survive longer than their offspring. So I guess what I'm saying is the therapeutic nature of your book, but I hope you realize how much it's helped other people. My mom lost a 22-month-old child. She, every October 5th, God rest my mom's soul, she went into a very dark place. And what I discovered is that, like I said, we all have our stuff. So the book right. had a, we only got a few minutes before we take a break, but this book truly not only helped you and your wife and your family, but the countless others that took the time to read it. Right. I mean, yes, that was the whole idea.
It was therapeutic for me as well. But one quick point before you go to a break, Marty, is that it's tough to lose a child, but what I found out is when a woman loses a child, it's devastating because they carried that child. And when that child dies, that part of that woman is gone as well. And to lose two children, my wife's gone through a lot. And the book is dedicated to Susan. So she went through a lot. She did.
No question. Couple minutes yet. Your faith. I don't think it's inappropriate to talk about it. You know, Isaiah 43:2 says, no matter what, the fires will not get us, the deep waters will not drown us, that he will carry us through to a paradise if we truly believe. That's Isaiah 43:2. Talk about scripture, talk about your daily regimen on how Christ has really carried you through these dark times in your life, Dwight.
Well, I couldn't imagine, number one, I couldn't imagine not having faith in God and having even just daily life and going through things. And it's not easy. It's not easy. I mean, there's so many areas I could go into. I don't want to, but but the scriptures, I believe in the word so strongly. I read every morning. I spend probably an hour, hour and a half every morning. I'm up at 5 o'clock, 5:30, and that's what I do. And that's what makes my day. And when I don't do that, Marty, my day just goes chaotic. And I don't miss a day. I don't. And I don't care what day it is. I'm there. Unless I'm got the flu or something like that, I'm usually into the word. But that's my strength. And it has been since 1980. And I look back on my life and, there's no question. It's in the book too. It's about footprints, how I went through tough times and then there are only one set of footprints. And then the Lord says, well, those are and why would you leave me during that time, Lord? And then the Lord says, well, when you saw only one set of footprints is when I carried you.
Exactly.
I'm just paraphrasing that
100%. Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
We know it well. You listen, you sit right there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to continue our conversation on the book, but also about life and some baseball. Dwight Evans, Dewey, Behind the Gold Glove. We come back here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come right back. Don't go away.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, welcome back. Sports Overnight America, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. We are blessed to have former Red Sox. And, you know, you finished up in Baltimore. I don't even want to acknowledge that, being a New Englander and diehard Red Sox fan, Red Sox Nation. Dwight Evans, one of the all-time legends behind the Gold Glove, the loss of his two boys, his wife, a cancer survivor. And he's down in Florida, and it's good to talk to Dwight Evans. Dwight, I want to do a little baseball here, and then we can finish up with a couple of other things. How much does the Hall of Fame thing weigh on you? I know you're a great Christian. We've talked about that. How much does that weigh on you? I mean, I look at your career, and I'm saying, wait a second, what's going on here? How much does it weigh on you?
Well, as I'm in my earthly skin here, it weighs on me, Marty. I'm human.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at it, and my just reasoning was, I was on the ballot for a short time, but when I came on the ballot in 90, I want to say 96 or 97, I'm not sure. That's when McGuire and Sosa had broke that 60 home run mark and went higher than that. And the writers started saying, well, the 400 was a criteria for Hall of Fame and 3,000 hits and what have you. But I had 385 home runs, but I thought my defensive ability would – I thought I was on the cusp offensively, but I thought that my defense would carry me over. But when they started saying that you know, no longer 400 is a criteria, it's now 500, maybe 550 home runs. But they didn't know what was added to it, and that was the steroid era. And people will say, well, you still got to hit the ball. Yeah, you do. But, you know, I saw guys that at 28, 29, fully grown at 190, and then all of a sudden they're 240, 250, and they're hitting the ball 100 feet further than they did at the prime of their career. So it does. And guys that threw 92 to 93, all of a sudden throwing 98, 99. Mm-hmm. So it does change things. There's no question about it. But I think that hit kind of took me off the ballot. And I don't think I was graded fairly for my era. And I think every player should be graded, especially for the Hall of Fame, in their era. So, you know, I don't like to talk about this much, but mm-hmm. When I'm asked a question, I kind of skirt around certain things, but I guess I kind of rationalize, and I have to give me peace and what have you. I rationalize, you know, I'm on the cusp, I guess, is what you would say. And I guess I've been on the cusp my whole life, but it's just fine. I had a better second half of my career than the first half. Usually people that have a better first half carries them through the second half. I was the opposite, and I had my best year ever at 30, 35, 36. So mm-hmm. I worked hard. I was in great shape, and I don't say that to brag, but I really busted my rear end to play this game. And before working out was popular, I had done that, and I worked very hard at it. So this still plays on me a little bit, especially when yeah. – when the balloting comes out and that kind of stuff, especially with the Veterans Committee.
No question. Dwight Evans with us, Dewey, the man behind the Golden Glove. The one thing I want to get to here, and again, we always have such limited time. I grew up there. I kind of think I have a sense of it. What did it mean to you to play in Boston? And you could talk for 20 minutes on this, but you know, that's a great sports town. Those fans are tough, but they're loyal. They want nothing but winning. They went through a dreaded near century. What was it like to play in that town? Did it take a period of adjustment, Dwight,
did,
to play in
Marty.
Boston? Yeah.
Yes, it did. And when I finally realized after about 5 or 6 years that, you know, when they booed or when they cheered you, they were cheering and booing the situation more than the player itself. And when I learned and they're great fans. When I learned that they're just emotional, they're going to jump up and down. They're going to scream. And I'll never forget when Rick Burleson came into town, he just had been with Anaheim. He made a great play in the hole, dove for a ball and got up, threw the guy out and he said, Dewey, 20,000 people in Anaheim just went, wow. Instead of in Boston, in Fenway, they'd be jumping up and down, screaming and they're emotional. And I love the emotion of them. And even with the Bruins, the Celtics, or the Patriots, they're emotional fans. They're great to play in front of. There's no question.
Dwight Evans, let's just return to real life for a moment. So, Dwight, you know, you're in a great time of your life. You've taken time to share and, you know, your experience, strength, and hope in life. So where do you go from here? You're doing some radio stuff. You're enjoying retirement. And how is it to look back at your major league career? Hall of Fame notwithstanding, how much enjoyment do you get truly looking back to what you accomplished and the hurdles that you've been faced with and the struggles? Let's just let's end it on this note. How do you do it?
I don't, being retired, I'm still working. I'm still in uniform in spring training for all of the spring training and in the big league camp. And and players still talk and they open up and they we get deep. And I'm all about their mind. And I'm, you know, when I first retired, I had Buddy Bell. I worked for the White Sox. And Buddy called me and Buddy had a great career himself. And he goes, he says, Dewey, we had great careers, but, you know, our careers are over. Now it's time to teach these younger kids what we've learned and make them better players than us. And when I heard that from Buddy, I never thought about my career anymore. I mean, it was over. I mean, I had pride in it, but with my kids being sick and being in and out of hospitals, I really didn't enjoy it until later. And I can look back and if I see footage on something, it gives me I have a big smile on my face. So I do enjoy it now. I wish I had enjoyed it more when I played, but I was just about coming to the ballpark and being the best player I could.
And you did it well. You really did. Again, folks, the book is Dewey, the man behind the Golden Glove. And what a glove he had. What a bat you swung, and what a great, great impact you made on Red Sox Nation. And I do know this. It's one of the most fabled franchises in professional sports, and you're in the centerpiece. You really are. And that outfield, by the way, I don't have to tell you, Jim Rice, Freddie Lynn, and yourself, my Lord, unbelievable. Dwight, with that, hopefully we'll see you at spring training. Godspeed to you. Happy Thanksgiving and a merry holiday season for both you, your wife, and family. And we hope to do this again. Thank you so much, Dwight.
I'd love to. Thank you, Marty.
All right, there you go. Dwight Evans, who spent some time with us reflecting on his life as not only a Major League Baseball player, but as a human being, and the struggles losing two, not one, two sons to glioblastoma, brain cancer. Very, 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 very difficult. But I'll tell you what, go back to that 75 World Series. And I know the Netflix series is out there, the Red Sox, back in 03 and 04. I know it's out there. I do. I've watched it. I listen to it. I watch it. And all I know is, all right, yeah, they did it. But you know what? That 75 Red Sox team, even though they lost to Cincinnati, man, oh, man, the Fisk home run and all the other folderol that went along with it was outstanding. So great job out of Dewey Evans. And thank you, Darren Peck. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding work on that. All right, we come back. We got big football tonight, right? Washington Commanders, Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to get into that. Tyler Levine will join us. And, yeah, the offseason baseball, pretty good stuff, right? Soto and a few other free agents. Alonzo, where are we going? Is it all about New York? Is it New York-centric? We'll see. The Dodgers, you know, are going to be in play, right? I mean, they're going to be in play. There's no doubt about it. All right, we come back here on Sports Byline. It's Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We are at sportsbyline.com. Check out our new website. Our app will debut in just the weeks ahead. SportsOvernightAmerica.com. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports, Sports Overnight America. It's a Thursday into a football Friday. You know why I love having Tyler? I love having Tyler Levine on. I can just sit. I'll throw him one question, and he'll do about 8 minutes. What's up, T-Man? How are you?
I'm thriving, Marty. I'm very excited for tonight's game. It's always a treat when we actually have a half-decent Thursday night football game.
You know what, though? I call him Millen and Al Michaels. Isn't he brutal? I mean, I hate to say it. He has lost his This is Miracle on Ice. This is 1989. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, this is the Earthquake World Series guy. Al Michaels, he sucks on Thursday night. Can I say that or no?
It's fair. It's very similar to what a lot of people felt about Bob Costas in the postseason this year. Yeah. But it's Al Michaels, man. Like, I will never listen to a game that he calls and be upset about it. Just because the sound of his voice is just like, you just associate it with positive emotion. So, and I love Kirk Herbstreit. I really do. That guy's one of my favorites in the business. And rest in peace to his dog, Ben, who famously blew up over social media for him, bringing him everywhere, just passed away recently. And he still called the game the same day that his dog died a week ago. How about that?
I know, but I love dogs, and I love my dogs. That was a little too much, wasn't it? Really?
Nah, that's so cool, man. Bringing his dog everywhere. That's the dream. All these people, everyone listening, we go off to our jobs during the day. We have to say goodbye to our animals, and you come home and they're so excited. What a great life for that dog to live. And ultimately, what really did it for me was the fact that these teams were credentialing him. That's what I loved. The chief paw officer. That stuff was good. I loved that. I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah, I like dogs too. You should have seen the girl I brought to the freshman farewell. She was a dog too. I shouldn't say that. All right, you ready? I love the Eagles tonight. This is going to play in the overnight. I am here to tell you the Eagles are going to rollick. This is going to be a absolute. You know what? Washington needs this kind of a wake-up test. They really do. This is going to be a wake-up call. Commanders are going down tonight. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I don't necessarily think that you're wrong. I do think that the Eagles being -4 is a very fair line. I think that their defense has really turned it around, specifically their defensive backs. Cooper DeJean has been an absolute stud over the last couple weeks. And this is a huge – I mean, this game for me really will tell us what type of team the Commanders really are. If they get blown out, they were frauds because their schedule, like, look, they're 7-3, but they've had some light games. Looking at the Eagles' schedule as well, though, you know, they're 7-2, but they've beat outside of the Bengals, who, you know, it's still out with the jury whether they're actually a good team or not. Their defense is terrible, but Burrow and Chase are unbelievable. Yep. Outside of the Bengals, they literally have zero impressive wins. And they got smoked by the Bucs, by the way. And their head coach is also a moron. Let me throw that in there, too. But I do think that the Commanders have a chance tonight. Their defense has stepped up, and the Eagles, you know, they scored their first points in the first quarter last week. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, this is really, I could see it going either way. I personally like, and I'm leaning towards Commanders +4. I could see this going down to a field goal game. I think that the fact that Eagles are home is very helpful as well, but I'm riding with the Commanders tonight. I want the Commanders to win. I want to hear the Sirianni out chants in the Lincoln Field Financial Field Center. I'm here for it.
All right, let me ask you this, though, and be objective. Don't be mean.
I'll try.
I like Hurts over Jalen. I mean, we need more time for Daniels. He's great, but Hurts is such a playmaker. And that's where I see this game being decided tonight, Tyler. He's a playmaker. He really and truly is. Go ahead. And by the way, and I know you're a jilted Giant fan, Barkley is the man. I mean,
yeah,
let's be honest.
That, I mean, I have zero. Saquon Barkley is the truth. That guy is a stud.
Right, right.
He will, if this team achieves anything this season, it will be on his back, his shoulders, and he'll go into the offseason needing to probably have a, you know, spinal fusion like Mr. Eldrick Woods for carrying his team the way he'll have to. But I'm a Jalen Hurts fan as well. I don't really have many bad things to say. I think that he at times can make some very, very silly mistakes. But it's all depends on what version of Hurts that we get. But I don't see him being the decider in this game. I think the decider in this game will ultimately be, is Saquon going to go off? And can Jaden Daniels overcome this Eagles defense that has seemed to found some life and some comfortability? And, you know, they're really settling in nicely as the season progresses.
All right. I don't mean to cut you off. We had a lot of social media in the last couple of days. You favor Kansas City. I don't think I heard that. I think I heard Baltimore. But you can clear the air. Are we on a Kansas City-Detroit collision course right now? Because a lot of people think we are. And I'm not – I don't know that I can mount much of a defense to Detroit NFC, Kansas City AFC. Can you?
Well, I definitely can't mount any defense for Detroit not being in the NFC Championship game. They've by far been the best team in the league. They just – overcame extreme adversity last week, beating the Texans despite Goff throwing five interceptions. You know, going into that game, he had four interceptions all season and threw five in one night. And I believe it's the second time in NFL history that a team won a game when their quarterback threw five interceptions.
Three times, but he was the third. But go ahead.
Yep. Now, with that being said, in the AFC, it really depends for me on the Ravens' defense. If the Ravens defense can really lock in and figure it out and find a way to like put together a complete game, I think the Ravens are the strongest team. With that being said, Kansas City, it's one of those seasons, man. And we don't, you know, we see this every couple of years where it's like a team of destiny where they should be, you know, what are they, 9-0? They should be 6-3 probably, but yep. they're 9-0. And yep. there's a reason, and it's not luck, it's preparation. It's good coaching, it's execution, and maybe a couple help, you know, missed calls from the refs, which everyone seems to always complain about. But how are you going to – where was the foul on the blocked field goal? I don't see people on Twitter crying about that. They find a way to make it happen. And ultimately, Mahomes is different. Like, he might not have the best stats this season. He might not be playing the best that he's played in his career. But the guy is a bona fide winner, and he's been in every single situation that you can possibly imagine. So he's not fazed by anything. And when you get into these big games, especially late in the season, being comfortable in those moments means a lot. And that can be the determining factor on whether you win or lose a game.
You know, Tyler, it's easy to say Detroit, Kansas City. Give me an outlier. That's what I want. I mean, anyone can pick the chalk. Give me an outlier. You know who I think it is? The Rams. I think the Rams are dangerous. I think the Arizona Cardinals are dangerous. And don't look now. Go back through the history of teams that qualify for the Super Bowl. It's not always the chalk.
Yep.
So, yeah, you can give me Detroit. You can give me Kansas City. You can throw in Baltimore. Give me an outlier. That's what I want. That's what I want. I won't hold you
my
to
outlier,
it, let me hear you.
My outlier is the Bills for the AFC.
Yeah, that's not an outlier, though.
It kind of is, though, because a lot of people are overlooking this offense and that they don't have a lot of weapons. If I'm going to go my outlier in the NFC, I love what you said with the Rams and the Cardinals. I specifically love the Rams.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you look at their record, you know, they just lost to the Dolphins and everything. They've been really, really banged up. When you get to the playoffs, even the Bengals, I love if the Bengals can find a way to make it to the playoffs.
Get in. Yeah,
That is my AFC outlier, because the Bengals they're the only team that's really been able to compete with the Chiefs year in and year out. There's something about when those two teams match up.
And like Baltimore, look at that game the other night. Come on, man. That was crazy. That was like Arena Football League. Last team to touch the ball won the game.
I like that if the Bengals make the playoffs, watch out. I would not be surprised to see them in the AFC Championship game. And what's funny, we talk about their defense and how they haven't been great this season. I feel like that's a conversation that we have throughout the first 9-10 weeks of the season every year. And then something happens and they lock in, turn it around, they get to the playoffs and they make noise. The NFC, I think that the outlier in the AFC, outliers in the AFC have a much better chance of getting to the Super Bowl than in the NFC, though. I think it's a lot more of a stretch. Like the Niners, I kind of left them out because like it's hard to call them an outlier with the team that they have. But I wouldn't be surprised now, especially with Christian McCaffrey back and a couple weeks of him getting healthy. Obviously, he's not going to be the CMC we all know and love right now, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them back. I wouldn't be surprised to see a rematch of that NFC Championship game at all. But I really do believe in Detroit this year. I think they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. Whether they win it or not is a completely different story, because who knows Dan Campbell in a Super Bowl game, all his emotions flying, what he's going to do.
30 seconds. Why is Kansas City vulnerable? I'm going to tell you why. You go ahead, tell me, and I'll take it to break. Why is Kansas City vulnerable? I'll tell you why.
I think that they lack some cohesiveness on the offensive side of the ball. I think that their defense is great, but they've been making a lot of mistakes offensively. And there's only so many times that you can fall behind and catch back up. That for me is ultimately what can be the decision maker. They're very turnover prone right now.
I would agree, and I would tell you a team like Pittsburgh. I can't say Baltimore because I don't like their defense, but I love Pittsburgh. That's my chic pick in the AFC. I know it's not popular, but I like the way they play defense, and I'm telling you right now, Mahomes is too much Favre-like riverboat gambler, and he may get away with it throughout 16, 17 weeks of the regular season, but he could make a fatal, fatal mistake in the postseason. Yep. And I really do. I love what Tomlin's doing. I love this Pittsburgh team. And I'm telling you, what a weekend. Are you kidding me? Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City. You stay right there, Tyler Levine. Good job out of you. We're coming right back. I want to tell you about Rocket Mortgage, $10,000. Think about that. $10,000 towards your closing cost. RocketMortgage.com. Just go to their website, go to rocketmortgage.com, give you all the details. The interest rates are going south. They're going down, believe it or not. Yes. All right, we'll come back. Tyler Levine will give us a pick. He's going to take the chalk tonight. He's got no guts. You know what he's going to do? He's going to pick the Commanders +4. He's wrong. Eagles in a rollicking win. We'll tell you why. Coming up on the other side here. It's Sports Byline. It's Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight. Tyler, give me your pick, even though some people will be here this after the game is gone file. Come on now.
I'm riding the Commanders plus four. I'm taking the dog, the road dog, in a spot where I think it's very easy. Bro. It's very easy to say that the Eagles are going to beat up on this team. I'm taking the Commanders and Jaden Daniels.
Hey, is Daniels both the Rookie of the Year and the MVP right now?
No, Lamar Jackson's the MVP. He's playing way too well.
No. Really? You really believe that?
100%.
No way. Look at Daniels.
He has better stats than he did last year in his MVP season.
Hey, the numbers don't tell. Look, Daniels is taking the worst franchise in the league to relevancy. Come on now. Are you serious?
If there was an award for turning a team around, he'd be winning that. No doubt about it. Is he my favorite player right now in the league? Yes, he is. And if I'm throwing who's going to win the MVP, it's going to be Lamar. It's how it's going
to
be.
Hey, do I need to put you on like a special watch if Soto signs somewhere other than the Yankees? I'm worried about you, Bo.
We'll be fine. I want him in back in New York. I think he's coming back home. But ultimately, I don't even think it would be the worst thing in the world for us if we don't sign him, because we'll have a lot of money to improve the roster and a lot of other places where we need to. I'm just more than upset that we're sticking with Aaron Boone. I hate this guy. My level of hatred for him as a manager has ruined the love that I had for him for what he did. And what was it, 2005 with the walk-off? I mean, or 2003, I'm sorry. He's bad. He's terrible. I mean, we are an unprepared team that makes a ton of errors. And it's the Nestor Cortez decision in game one was asinine and it made no sense. And he's a fool. And how many decisions like this does he have to make before we say, oh, wait, like, maybe this guy isn't actually a good manager? I don't know. Like, how many more years? How about Wembanyama, by the way? Last three games, 24, 34, and 50 points. Guy's unreal.
Yeah. You know who I like, though? Yeah. I like those Boston Celtics.
It's hard not to. They're playing just a very, very high level of basketball right now.
Three losses.
They're a very good team. They're very well coached as well.
How do you figure the Cleveland Cavaliers? Is this the real deal, or is this just something aberration?
I mean, it's hard. It's hard to say they're not the real deal, man. They're 13-0. I mean, that's not by accident. It's not like they're playing the Detroit Pistons and the Philadelphia 76ers every single night. Yeah. They're doing the thing.
Hey, let's give a shout-out to WGCH Greenwich, Connecticut. I mean, we got Mike Richter, the former goaltender of the New York Rangers. Tyler, he's a fan of ours. The freaking guy listens to our show. And we had Mike Richter on here a few weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. Grateful to him. WGCH
And I'm telling you right that. That staff, that sales team, keep it coming. White Plains, Mount Kisco, Norwalk, Westport, all those rich, highfalutin people there on the Gold Coast of Connecticut. WGCH listening to Sports Overnight America. Tyler, great job out of you. Dominic, great job. Dwight Evans, excellent job. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Catch you tomorrow. Adios.